Good morning. Thank you. Thank you. Distinguished delegates, colleagues, and friends, good afternoon. Good morning. Thank you for the invitation to address you in the framework of the 4th Global Roundtable on PRTRs and the 11th meeting of the Working Group of the Parties of the Protocol on PRTRs. I'm very glad to be with you, although not in person. As you know, ECLAC is the Secretariat of the Regional Agreement on Access to Information, Public Participation and Access to Justice in Environmental Matters in Latin America and the Caribbean, known as the Escazú Agreement. The Escazú Agreement was adopted the 4th of March in 2018 and enforced since the 22nd of April of 2021. We have already 3 COPs. And the Escazú Agreement is one of the latest treaties to incorporate PRTR provisions and the first in Latin America and the Caribbean. Today, we have 17 parties, which are growing. The latest in ratify was Colombia, just before the COP16 of the Convention of Biodiversity. I will not enter in the details of the agreement, explaining all the provisions, but we have provisions related to PRTR, which are included in the Access to Environmental Information pillar, which are in Article 6 in particular. And the Article 6.4 states, each party shall take steps to establish a pollutant release and transfer register covering air, water, soil, and subsoil pollutants, as well as materials and waste in their jurisdiction. These registers should be established progressively and updated periodically. At ECLAC, we are very convinced that PRTRs provide substantial environmental benefits, as they are the only or one of the most important tools for the dissemination of environmental information for the governments and the public, but particularly from and for the private sector. Quality and reliable information is always needed to design effective environmental and economic policies. And indeed, PRTRs offers a comprehensive data set of pollutants that contributes to improving environmental policies and also helps to align the economic incentives for sustainable development. And by the way, obviously also to report to all the environmental multilateral agreements. In Latin America and the Caribbean, only 2 countries, unfortunately, in the region currently have fully fledged regularly reporting PRTRs, Chile and Mexico. Probably representatives of both parties will be with you there. However, several other Latin American countries are in different stages of their implementation of PRTRs, and there has been a lot of initiatives in the last years to try to develop these PRTRs in some of them. Additionally, the parties of the Escazú Agreement are increasingly prioritizing the establishment of PRTRs in their national implementation plans. Those plans, although started on a voluntary basis, now are a responsibility of the parties, which was adopted in last COP3 held in April in Santiago, last April in Santiago of Chile. Indeed, in COP3, the parties of the Escazú Agreement adopted 6 decisions, as you may see in the slide, and decision one, which was related to the national implementation plans, also requests the Secretariat to prepare a report for consideration at COP4, which will be held in 2026, on national good practice related to the establishment, functioning, and content of the pollutant release and transfer registers. In that regard, ECLAC will highly appreciate the engagement of all relevant parties to the Aarhus Convention and PRTR Protocol and the members of the PRTR Roundtable in sharing with us practice, experience and knowledge to further the establishment of the registers in the region. ECLAC will support any kind of cooperation effort to allow Latin American and the Caribbean countries to develop their PRTRs and also other sources of environmental information. As you realize, we have an outstanding opportunity to expand PRTR community in Latin America and the Caribbean and demonstrate how useful are PRTRs to achieve sustainable development. We rely once again in your knowledge, experience, and support. I will keep waiting for your contact to concrete cooperation opportunities, and I will thank you again for inviting me to address you, and I wish you have a successful meeting. Thank you very much.